Charles Dickens, a man who is generally deserving of such praise as is warranted in an article such as this, is a man, a fact which I need not reiterate, as it quite obvious given his gender, of great literary stature, giving his masterful, for some would deign to call it so, control of the English language, as is demonstrated without hesitation, without fail in his writing, which many scholars believe to be amongst the best written in the aforementioned language. There are some, however, particularly in the counties of Hampshire and Wessex, for those counties are well known throughout the British Isles and to a lesser but similar extent on the continent for their ignorance, are generally being what some rather uneducated persons would refer to as a hack, for such is the term that certain people use to describe a writer for whom they have little or no favour, or for whom they have completely become disillusioned. Most, however, regard Dickens as a sort of hero of the language, for it is indeed because of his masterful manipulations of the language that we are afforded the enlightenment that Dickens provided us, particularly on such sensitive subjects, for that is what they are referred to among the politically correct, a sect with which Dickens would have no part whatsoever, as the French Revolution and London's workhouses. Many of his protectors enjoy pointing out the fact that none of his books have ever gone out of print, for such is the standard practice for a publisher when a novel or author falls out of public favour. To his detractors, which happens to be a simple statement from which they cannot recover. Interestingly enough, select members of Dickens' detractors, including the likes of Virginia Woolf and Henry James, who have both been outspoken critics of Dickens' prose style, which they describe as convoluted, but as any educated Englishman can tell, it is quite the opposite, have never enjoyed the same kind of commercial success during their lifetimes as Dickens did. Early life of Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens, being the man about whom this article is written, was delivered by his mother, who bore him for 9 months, on February the 7th, 1812, in Portsmouth, a town which is generally regarded as being one of the premier towns of the West Midlands, Wolverhampton and Manchester notwithstanding. His father, for his mother was indeed a woman of fidelity, and Charles was indeed a legitimate child, was a clerk in the Navy Pay Office, a job which John, for that was indeed his name, often described as boring, superfluous, and above all droll. His father and mother, being rather promiscuous people, with each other at least as in the keeping in a faithful relationship, were to bear 6 children after Charles, bringing the grand total of children to 8, counting of course the one child born before Charles, whose name has not been mentioned because it is, frankly speaking, not all that important. His parents, being very transient people, consistently and continuously moved their large family up and down the British Isles, for even though they were transient people, they could not stand to leave their home country, until they finally settled in a district of London known as Camden Town, a district which has since been known for its rampant prostitution and dealings in marijuana. It has never been proven by historians, who have dug deeply and thoroughly, rest assured, the former presence of Charles Dickens has driven the residents to such madness, but many of said aforementioned residents vehemently assert that it is so. Dickens eventually decided to matriculate at Oxford University, being that it was indeed the foremost institution for the study of the English language in the British Isles at that time. While pursuing his rather fervent course of study at Oxford, it can be said of him, in fact, that he was among the most studious of pupils, considering his own relentless desire to become a different man than his father, who was laying at home quite inebriated at the time. He befriended and met a one Henry James, a man who, ironically enough, would become his rival in years to come, as Dickens further explored the vast complexities of the English language, which were the primary medium for his art. Dickens' writing career After graduating from Oxford, which was inevitable due to the finite nature of a university education, the young and vivacious Charles took up work at the local newspaper, known as the Morning Chronicle, a paper which is known in the town of Oxford and Cambridge, and to a lesser extent in York and Cornwall, for having